You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hey, I'm getting that voice every Thanksgiving. My voice goes deeper and deeper. But everyone have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did.
Was yours nice?
Yeah, I went down to the Biltmore Hotel.
Oh, how nice.
And had a nice, they don't do the buffet anymore, so they just did like a little French service three-course meal. And it was lovely, and it was just enough. Of course, I did get there early, so I went to the bar and had a sidecar.
Uh-huh.
Woohoo!
So you were sidecaring
like,
it out.
Oh, my God. Just making my way to the elevator and back downstairs to the ground level floor was just intense.
But it was fun.
Oh, it was lots of fun. And I found out from the barman at the Biltmore that now the young people are coming in, and they're all ordering old fashions.
Ooh.
So I think maybe some of the millennials are getting kind of a little more sophisticated.
Yeah, because you know what happened? What? The bars like died for 20, 30 years. You know, they were doing really well.
Right.
Then the 60s came, they were doing okay. 70s came, okay. 80s dead, 90s dead. And now they're starting to come back, so it's interesting.
Yeah, like the delis are coming back in New York. They're opening delis. They were all closing down all the delis, Second Street, you know, even Carnegie. And now they're like, there's opening up more and
Carnegie's
more delis.
Carnegie's coming back?
I don't know about that, it closed. Yeah. Yeah, well, but you had those sandwiches. How could you eat those sandwiches? Like one half the sandwich is like, it's the size of your head. You could, you know, and I always say never eat anything bit larger than your head.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a diet tip out there
for everyone.
We got a lot of news. By the way, welcome back after, and by the way, we were talking about Black Friday before we got in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And Black Friday, I'm telling you. Well, did anyone get a deal? We want to find out what kind of deal you got.
Yeah, if you went shopping, because there's no way you're getting me in the stores with that many people running around.
323-203-0815. Once again, if you're in Toledo, Ohio, and want to tell us what happened today in Toledo, 323-203-0815. And if you're in Osaka, Japan, 323-203-0815.
Say it in Japanese.
You know what's funny? I'll get you to do it, but it sounds funny.
I know. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. So call in. And one other thing I was going to mention is our trip to Arizona is looking pretty good.
It is it.
You know what?
What?
You know it is? A lot of UFO, extraterrestrials.
You were saying.
Going to Phoenix. And that means, you remember we are going to Sedona?
Phoenix is a big
thing. We'll be on a better trip than the people going to desert.
Contact in the desert
is no more, because we're going to see a lot, and Sedona has tons of stories. So we'll have a fun time.
Yeah, and there's the vortexes.
See that cylinder?
Yeah, the vortexes are incredibly there. The last time, which was the first time I was there, we kind of crested over the hill. We were driving in from the Phoenix airport and got hit with this wave of energy. It was like, whoa. It was wonderful.
Wow. So you enjoy it. You'll be back for...
It'll be lovely.
As they say in the movies, part two.
Trip to Sedona, part two.
Anyway, what was
the vortexes.
The vortexes.
And by
the way, those vortexes are free.
They are free.
You'll pay anything extra to get those vortexes.
No.
One other thing I was going to mention is, you know, they talk about Black Friday. You know, Walmart had an iPhone for $129.
What kind of iPhone?
But there's the question. People have called around, because I worked this morning.
Yes.
And people said, these iPhones are like 100 years old. I go, really?
They're probably getting rid of the old stock.
That's what I think they're doing. And a lot of people got disappointed because they thought they were going to have
that big fancy schmancy one that's like $1,000?
Yeah, they thought they were going to get it. So anyway, people are returning the phones. Where was it? It was Walmart. See, Walmart gets all the Michigan stuff.
Right.
And then Element, which is a horrible brand. I would never buy it for my worst enemy. Walmart had for $125. It was a 39-inch smart TV. But, you know, when you get to brands like Element that are made in Vietnam somewhere, and you go, where?
God bless, but
you
know what?
I don't need that.
Forget it. There's just so much electronics I want to have around the house anyway.
Exactly. And then Target had stuff, furniture, Less than $100?
Oh, my God.
I wonder what it could have been.
How long is that furniture going to last? Nobody goes jumping on that one, or you get your dog.
The only place I wanted to go is IKEA. I haven't been there in a long time.
They moved it from the old place that was just off. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was driving along the freeway heading out there one day. I was going to go to that meeting in Burbank, Yvonne Smith's meeting, and I see this gigantic, it's like a Godzilla-sized building off to the side. It was the new IKEA. I went in there. It was amazing.
You know that was? AutoNation.
Is that what that was over there?
They bought AutoNation. It has a new owner every 4 years.
That big plot of property. IKEA will stay.
They have good meatballs.
Yes. I love their meatballs. And they used to have the stuff in a tube you'd get, because I used to have lots of European friends on the East Coast, and they'd bring, and you kind of, it has like a salmon roe or salmon spread. You put it in on a cracker. Makes great hors d'oeuvres. Really easy hors d'oeuvres. A little cracker, a little, you know, sour cream, a little squirt of that, and a... Boom. It looks fabulous.
It sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Easy hors d'oeuvre.
I come on.
Yeah.
And by the way, turkey, we won't talk about turkey for a while. You have one day dedicated to turkey. I'll tell you, I had Boston Market. I bought it.
Oh, you did?
Because I was tired and I was working. So, you know, I'll get Boston Market. And everyone liked it. So it was good. So you cook it in the oven. But the only problem I find... Is there side dishes?
Yes.
Were horrible.
Oh, no. The yams? Did you
freeze
get the
it? It was just horrible.
No.
But anyway, Thanksgiving, thank God, is one day out of the year. Thank God.
I don't cook anymore. That's why I went to this.
I'm
the
like
first
you,
year
I
went to the Biltmore. Before that, I used to do all the cooking, and I could knock out five dishes. I'd cook with the Food Network on in the background, so I felt like I was cooking with somebody else there. Yeah. It was pretty funny stuff, but I could make all the food. Not anymore. I couldn't do it.
It's too much time, and then you got to make the food.
The leftovers. Oh, my God. Then you're eating. How much stuffing can you possibly eat without your blood sugar going through the roof?
And the blood sugar, and then the doctor goes, what'd you eat? I just had stuffing.
Exactly.
And you ate all the stuffing.
Yes,
I did. One day we're going to move on. We're going to have a wonderful UFO year, and then I got some... comments from last show we did, and listeners, please call and tell us about the deals that I missed on and that Cassandra missed on today.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is breaking news. Well, Michael Flynn, you know, the lawyers split from Trump.
Oh, I heard that today. Well, he got his own little group. He's got his own lawyers, so he split away from Trump's lawyers.
Yeah.
And he's going in there. I don't know what's going on with this.
I think it's something funny in River City.
Well, I don't know who's got guns to whose head.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. But I do know that the Russians, the coalition did tell the Russians a long before the election that it was a done deal that Trump was getting elected. So
right.
I don't really buy into this whole Russians were tweaking around
it's
with
a,
anything.
It's a side game.
It's just this long thing, you know. Let's hate the right. Did you hear what Putin said?
What?
I was watching. He was talking to Megyn Kelly.
Oh, wonderful, Megyn.
Megyn. So he's talking. So she's asking about, you know, she's like all kind of a little straight spine, and she's going off on him about interfering with our democracy. We're not a democracy, people.
Right.
We're a republic.
Right.
And so he goes, what is wrong with you people in the United States? First, you're doing nothing but blaming the Jews for everything. Now you're blaming us for everything. And the people in the audience, and I just had to laugh. It was like, what the heck is going on in this country?
It's funny, but you know what's interesting?
What?
We heard that from Trump. He said that Putin told him that he was guilty, but you know what I heard?
He said he didn't.
They all knew about this thing years ago. And the funny part of Megyn Kelly is Megyn Kelly, when she worked for Fox, didn't know of such a thing. Which she, you know, was a Fox. And I heard her ratings are not the greatest.
No, she's. I saw her
I
first
think
show.
She's gonna go, you know, end up. She'll go back to Fox.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a prediction, ladies and gentlemen, in
That's
our listening audience. Please hold that. Write that down in your agendas,
right.
And we'll see what happens.
See what
there.
Happens. But you know, she's more of a Fox gal. I don't see her going to CNN, because CNN is more, they take people from Fox, we get the people that were not the stars.
Right.
You know, like, they got, what's her name, Allison Camerata, she, you know, she used to be with Fox, but she's with Chris Cuomo. I think it's the two opposites, Chris Cuomo is very suave, mm-hmm. debonair. She is like, says, I mean, in Africa they have safaris.
No, my God, who?
She's a little wacky. They had her on.
Did you see what happened today? So Zimbabwe got themselves a new president, which is
the
nice.
The crocodile,
yeah. So I don't know, because he was what, with the special secret police?
I don't think anything's going to happen there. I think it's going
to
be
the same thing. So that's the whole thing. Everybody's waiting to see if he can do anything. They destroyed that country.
You know what?
They took it over, and they destroyed that country.
Mugabe, Robert Mugabe.
Oh, yeah.
And Mugabe was more interested in Robert Mugabe. And
the exactly.
problem with it used to be Rhodesia.
Right. I remember back in the day.
Southern Rhodesia, Northern Rhodesia. You know, bring back the white people. That's all you got to bring.
Well, that's what he did. He went after all the white people, just confiscate all their farmlands.
Yeah.
And he was killing them off. And the other thing, because when I was out in the Serengeti.
Oh, yeah.
I met some people white people who had escaped Zimbabwe. And the story is, like, if your house was being attacked by all these black Africans who were shooting at you, and if you managed to fend them off, the next day the police showed up and arrested you for, you know, shooting at these people who were attacking you.
So it was made up.
And he destroyed all those farms. They were all those people who were working on the farms,
right.
happy. They had jobs. Right. They had lives. I was on a few compounds in Kenya, and I said, my God, this is like a village. And it was like, yeah, and everybody was happy, and they were inside the walls, so nobody was going to get attacked at night. It's a different place, people. You got to get the fantasy lands about what you think Africa is.
Africa's not like it was 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
No, but it's still. And Kenya, you know, and South Africa would consider themselves, you know, first world nations. And,
right.
And there was, you know, but now poor Zimbabwe, they just destroyed the economy there. And people, it was like what happened. Remember what happened down in Chile when the communists took over in Chile? They broke apart the big farms, all the big farms. They broke it up because they had this idea that the peasant Indians were going to come in and make a fortune or whatever. They did subsistence farming. That's all they wanted to do. And God bless them. That's perfectly a wonderful way of living. And that's what made them happy. That's what they should be happy. But if you want to run an economy and don't want your economy crashing.
Right.
Well, even in Kenya, all the wealthy black farmers always hired white guys. And you know why? Because one, the white guys, they said, did the job. And two, the white guys didn't steal from them.
That's right. That's true. That's
so
true.
White people do have their positive side.
There is a positive white view.
Yeah.
But also, you know, in Rhodesia in those days, there was such, with the British colony.
Yeah.
There was such a, you know, something about that area, Rhodesia, or what's called Zimbabwe, is in South Africa. And I have a feeling if smart, they'll get back to dealing with the United States and Britain. Because you know what? That country could be turned around pretty quick.
Well, the interesting thing is, and I don't espouse colonialism of any kind.
It's horrible.
But if you had to be under a colonial power, be under the British. At least they put in education. They got things organized. Like when the Belgian people left the Congo, they basically tore out the toilets and took down the power lines and took all that back.
We're taking all the toilets.
You don't want us here? We're taking everything we brought back with us. So at least
that's
the British got things organized.
And look, the French. French came in to the Congo and they're gone. One other thing I was going to mention is on the Flint thing, is the ex-aide is being investigated over alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. So we'll see where that goes.
You know, and it's our chickens have come home to roost. How many times do we meddle in everybody else's election and wiretap? Remember back during Obama, they were caught, Angela Merkel's phones were being tapped. All these guys, all the international leaders' phones were all being tapped. We've meddled in everybody else's. The Shah, what we did over there in Iran, oh my God.
That's a whole can of worms.
That's
a whole episode. And look, you know what's funny?
What?
When that whole thing happened, Angela Merkel was talking with Obama after that whole thing.
They all have to talk to each other.
And then you hear about Trudeau?
What is Trudeau? Up in Canada?
The son,
Trudeau, who's running.
And you know what's funny? He's got a flair like the father.
Does he?
Yeah. And
they're charming people.
Well, the mother was Margaret Trudeau. She was a teacher, Margaret Trudeau.
Well, every good world leader needs a wife who's a teacher.
Anyway, so Trudeau made an apology today over harmful schools. Indigenous children were separated from their families and forced to have a state-run education.
Oh, back in the day, yeah.
This is what goes on.
They did that in Australia with the Aboriginal people. We did that here with our Indigenous people.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody needs to have an education.
Right.
But what they would do, it would, you know, in terms of cultural obliteration, that was the crime. That's the sin. You don't obliterate people's cultures at all. Right. I mean, and I was talking with Keith about this today. You know, culture is your music, your art, your history, your creativity.
Right. It's,
but not how you treat other people.
Right.
We all need to be treating each other with respect and nice, you know, so that we can have a happy world. I mean,
right.
Thomas Jefferson told us pursuit of happiness. That's what people should have. So let's all kind of get along and stop trying to subjugate everybody because we're having emotional crises because we're too lazy to get off our behinds, our little fat tushies, and actually spiritually grow ourselves.
That's, you are right, darling.
Thank you, John.
Right. Now, you hear about the MS-13?
Gang?
No,
what's going on? They're scary.
They only beheaded someone.
Did they?
In a park yesterday in Maryland. And what happened is, the members, they only stabbed the guy 100 times. I guess he was dead, and beheaded him and took his heart out at a park near Washington, D.C.
The MS-13.
They're dangerous.
What are they? El Salvadorian?
Yeah, El Salvadorian rebel, you know, like the.
Yeah, El Salvadorian. Oh, my God, they have going down there, yeah.
Well, look at downtown L.A.
Well, there, the El Salvadorian gang runs Pico Union.
Right.
That's where Langer's is. That's why you can only go to Langer's during the day.
Right.
Because the you know, El Salvadorian gangs run in that whole neighborhood.
Right.
And that's that. They're scary people. I mean, the stories I've heard from people who, you know, come from down there. Saturday night. Oh, we're bored. Let's go find some woman. We'll kidnap her. We'll gang rape her.
Right.
We'll torture her, and then we'll kill her. And that'll be our Saturday night activity.
Oh, God.
This is like, people, the rest of the world is not necessarily like us.
Right, right.
Here in the United States. And we have to know that and find the good people.
Well, no, what you're saying is
take
true.
Take care of them.
And then we had some people die upon us.
Who died?
David Cassidy.
Oh, David Cassidy, yes.
Come on, world, that was it.
He's younger than us, and he was happy.
He did not
have a happy life, did he?
Well, you know,
stressful.
Father was drunk, the mother was drunk.
Well, they always say, you know, you come from abusive families, there's always medical issues, you know.
And he died so young at 67.
I know, yes.
And he had dementia.
Oh, no.
So he had all that, and then they're trying to find money to bury him.
Is that bad? He lost all his money?
He lost all his money. And you know who died?
Who else?
Charlie Manson.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
However, I was like, because I heard that was coming because he was in the hospital. I was like, what we need is every friggin' psychic to surround the hospital. And the minute he dies, friggin' burn out his personality signature and his energy being, and just break apart all the energy once it's purified. Because that's one personality we don't need coming back.
No, we don't want to. We don't want to come back. One of the girls that were part of the Manson gang.
Squeaky from who?
Not Squeaky, the other one.
I forget her name.
Yeah, she's going to be released. And the thing, Manson had someone set up a thing to get money for his funeral.
Oh, one of those
crowdfunding. But you know what happened? They found money already for people for his funeral. It was announced that it's strange. People do.
Now that needs to be a cremation.
That is a crazy, crazy thing.
That's a
and
cremation.
Who else died? Della Reese.
Oh, no, hear that.
She was on Touched by an Angel.
Yes.
She was on locally. We've seen her in L.A. She did a public show on Channel 9 for many years.
Yeah.
She was very good to her community. She was a reverend.
Yes, that
she was
I knew.
A minister. And then she was a jazz singer. And She used to play with Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra.
Is that that's where she started, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As a jazz singer,
she was a
and then
jazz
she moved
girl.
Into television.
And she was wonderful. She always mm-hmm. had a nice heart. She died at
yes.
86.
Oh, God bless. That was at least a good
unbelievable.
Run.
And you know who died? And I used to hear about his name. Pancho Segura, the famous tennis star. He died at 96.
Pancho Segura?
He was a tennis player. He was in the day.
That was his last name?
Segura.
I remember Pancho, but I don't remember.
Pancho Segura. He was 96, and he died. And then Mel Tillis.
Oh, you that's know, an old one, yeah.
He died at 85, and that was it. So I don't.
They're all getting off
they're
the
all,
planet.
Yeah, they're all
get
getting.
Off the planet.
And by the way,
on
David Cassidy, hopefully we can talk with Shirley Jones. We've had her on our show.
Oh, have you?
And we talked about if they put that old segment we interviewed.
Yeah.
I asked her husband. Then he died, Marty Engel.
Mm-hmm.
Marty was a crazy guy.
I remember Marty Engel.
Marty
yeah.
was on our show. He loved it.
What was his original program?
He was spending Friday night with us.
What was his, Marty Engel, what was the original
Marty was in comedy.
Right.
And but he did,
didn't he have a TV show?
Yes, he did. Marty Engel was, had did comedy on CBS.
Yeah.
But he was, Marty Engel really helped her through a lot of the stuff. And to be honest with you, when I met him, he was crazy. But
he seemed like
he did a
wacky
show with us where we were in their house. Friday night, so we were like watching. She was watching a movie with uh-huh. Marty, and then Marty and we talked to her. He goes, "She's not bad for a shiksa." And I go, "What did she say?" Then she says, "He means non-Jew." It was
right.
Funny. And they had a good marriage. Mm-hmm. And then I asked about David Cassidy. He goes, "Some things in life cannot be fixed." David's one of them. I'll never forget. That was Marty Engel.
I remember
if
Freddie Prinze too.
We should play the tape.
Freddie Prinze, that was somebody who couldn't get fixed. That was
very
and in the middle of having a successful show, he couldn't handle being successful.
Yeah.
And that's a sin that poor
he was young man.
Man.
He was
young.
In his 30s.
Yeah.
And he with a gun. And then the other one was, I remember those days they had all these people died and were young.
Young, yeah.
But, you know, they had Lenny Bruce before then.
I went to the same junior high and high school as Lenny Bruce.
You're kidding.
No. He said, yeah, from Merrick. He was Merrick yeah. Baldwin. Yeah, right next door to Roosevelt, which is, what's his name? The shock jock. You know his name. I can never
Howard
remember.
Howard Stern?
Howard Stern. Yeah, he was in the next town over.
Uh-huh.
Debbie Gibbs came from our town. But our town, Merrick, was really, had gone back a while. We had a lot of celebs there. Milton Berle lived in Merrick over on Babylon.
Uncle yeah. Milty?
He lived there years ago, yeah.
He was a character, Uncle Milty.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what I was going to say is, very interesting with the David Cassidy. And we're going to try to get her on to talk about David Cassidy. I'm trying to get Danny Bonaducci.
Bonaducci. Didn't he say he had some sort of sexual problems with
sexual
him?
Problems, beating up problems.
Oh, my God,
and he
yeah.
would be good because his life now is together at 57,
good for him.
58. And he talks about David Cassidy. So we're hopefully our crew will put it together. As you know, we do. We get the interviews together. And then this week, by the way, in the UFO news category, there was a black disc spotted during flight to Gibraltar.
Oh, Gibraltar.
Did you hear about this one?
No.
The event took place on April 4, 2017. The witness to this event also submitted to the media says that he was taking cloud photos through the aircraft window when he captured a flying... I'll tell you what it was. Let me get it for you. Flying block disc in the two of the four photos. So he saw it. So they released it on a site. By the way, next week we're going to have back our UFO buddy.
Ken Pfeiffer. You know what I have to... I went on his website to try to find some pictures of the big black rectangular ship. He had all these galleries, but they were like... Nothing was really categorized, and, you know, I can't search through, you know,
that's
50
not
bazillion.
Help you.
No, he needs,
Ken's a
he
good
needs
guy,
to be
he,
in,
you know,
categorized in,
you know,
like, spheres.
He's in this group. He's had it for so many places.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think it's too much for him, I'll be honest.
I don't blame him. There was just gallery after gallery
of
these
shots.
Well, you
go to MUFON's having their... conference in Philadelphia.
When?
It'll probably be July.
Okay, next year, July.
Yeah. July they have it. And
Philadelphia is nice. I've been there.
Philadelphia.
Although that riot they had there what, a year ago in October?
Yeah.
150 black teenagers went on a rampage near Temple, beating up every white person they could find. And I was annoyed. Crazy. They didn't put that on the mainstream
media.
Oh, no,
I didn't hear about it.
Oh, yeah, no. You'll go, and it's the second one. They had had one a year or so before that.
What happened to Black Lives Matter?
Well, I'm sorry. Black Lives Matter came out of Chicago and was funded by the American Communist Party.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They're crazy. They actually.
Well,
crazy.
That's part of the whole race war. They were just trying to escalate the race war in this country.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? There is a race war.
People, don't listen to them. Let's all be happy. There's so many lovely people.
We have good people in
every race
people.
And every gender and persuasion.
Oh, yeah.
The nice people have got to kind of stand forward, and everybody else. Find a therapist if you have problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, enough.
Come on, people now. Let's get together, everybody.
Cameron, my last lifetime, I was a poor, uneducated black woman in Alabama. You know, that's how I was. I transitioned into an Italian. That's an easy transition over.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you can't do that. I was even at a misa held in at one of the botanicas here in LA, and the Santero, he gets possessed by this black slave spirit from Cuba. So the guy he then looks over to these two young black people sitting over on the side who had snubbed me earlier when I went over to say hello, and he looks at them and he goes, "You know, some people in their last lifetime they were white and now they are black," and then he looks at me and goes, "And some people are white in this lifetime, and they were black in their last." And I go, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah. God, that's funny.
It is. So people kind of get over it. Just be at the present moment. Try to make a happy, loving, caring life at your present moment.
Love for others.
Be thankful you're alive and get a chance to kind of grow up and move forward.
Oh, one of the things I was going to mention is they had a bizarre UFO hovering over a Navy base. China Lake in California.
Well, I told you, that's where I go for meetings.
Extraterrestrial enthusiasts have been buzzing about the images that show an unidentified flying object near American Navy base.
Was that like Wednesday night, Thursday morning?
Yes.
That's when I was up there.
Naval Air Weapons Station came in. China Lake. And they said that, interesting enough, our reports found the silver UFO with several military vehicles parked by.
We all went in. There was a meeting.
So that's where it is.
I never know when the meetings are. I'm a very flexible person. When you're involved with these people, you have to be very flexible.
You got to be flexible.
They show up.
There's a lot of things going on that day.
At that meeting, we had a lot of talk going on. There's a lot happening on the planet, and everybody's watching, and they're all very concerned with what's happening. Big changes are coming. There's going to be some big changes.
I think so.
We've already seen stuff happening.
And a couple of things I was going to talk about is we talked about California, and we talked about the shaping of the mountains. Well, the shape of the mountains.
Yeah.
Well, there's. The ships were able to go in.
Oh, with the open portals.
Portals go in. And someone saw that, and they said, "Oh, I didn't know that existed."
Really?
And they ran upon it, and I'll tell you where it was. It was in Malibu.
Oh, well, that's because they're over there by the underwater base.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that where they saw it?
And that's there's one way of coming in through terrestrial way into the underwater base as well as going down in it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that happened this week. They were all talking about it.
That's where I had a big to-do with my ex, the man in black.
Uh-huh.
We had come out of a meeting. We were on the land portion. And he wanted to get back together. This was after I had started dating the retired Navy commander, the one who also had jobs he didn't exist. And so we were talking there. It didn't go well. He then just picked me up, shoved me in the helicopter. He gets in. I was thrilled at least he locked the door. Takes off like a bat out of hell coming back downtown. I'm hanging on to the little strap. And I didn't even have the seat belt on. He just threw me in the seat. I walked up the next morning, had a little V from the clamp part dug in in my lower back. Well, I was hanging on to that strap, and I kept my mouth shut for the rest of the ride to downtown. Well, there you have it. It's what happens when you're dating men with their own helicopters.
When you told me about him, I think one day he's going to come here. He'll come right through the building, and then we'll go, ladies and gentlemen, we have the man in black.
Here he is. Come in, sit down.
Right inside. Also, other things I wanted to talk about is they're going to have a conference in December. You know, the World UFO Conference is coming in. We won't be attending it this year. We're going to do other things, our group, because we found when we go to these world conferences, we didn't get anything new information.
Well, it's
the same old people.
Right, but it's also hard for me because why do I want to go there?
Right.
And they're all taking like third-hand information, second-hand information.
Fourth-hand.
I'm like sitting in freaking meetings with the Coalition and extraterrestrials. And it's like, who cares?
Right.
I mean,
it's true.
You know, it's
true,
like, okay, I know I'm doing
this. Nothing
new. Yeah,
it's
nothing new to me. You know?
And the problem with a lot of these meetings are they don't have anything, like even contact, nothing new. And what are you going to spend? $5,000 to find out the same thing that you knew before?
Right. Yeah, and I really had wished to contact that the Experiencer Cafe, there was three meetings that they had been structured a little more so that experiencers could really talk. And
right.
I mean, that last one I did on Sunday, at least I put my 2 cents in to kind of ask people how they were doing and how they felt.
What did you find with the folks?
Well, they were, you know, a lot of them, they're all traumatized to the most part. A lot of them are traumatized. But there was like one young man who, you know, admitted he was like being trained as a super soldier. And the gal that led the thing was like, oh, he's a super soldier. Write his name down. I'll write it down. Super soldier. And she goes to walk away from him. And I'm like, excuse me, sweetie, tell me, how are you doing? Are you having any ethical or moral issues because of this training that you're getting?
Right.
And so he thought about it for a few seconds, and they said no. He said, you know, I agreed to do this. I said, good. I don't want you, you know, having any trauma. Then some other, I finally was like, I thought I heard some gal next to me say something about healing. So I said, well, ask about that. But it turned out I misheard. So then it was like, has anybody gotten healings? Because, I mean, they've given me a biomechanical implant to keep me from having strokes because I have strokes on both sides of the family. So that was like a blessing from them.
Amen.
And I made a deal with them that if I lost like 100 pounds, then they'd give me one of those like little snippy on my neck and my eyes and stuff, because they can cut and there's like a thin line and then within 24 hours there's nothing, no scars, nothing.
Wow.
I thought, oh, that's the perfect facelift. And
so
I'm halfway there. So that's good. But, yeah, other people were healed. And I wanted them to talk about that so that they could bring up the good part about what's happened.
While you were talking, one of my friends wrote me. He's going to call you.
Oh, yeah?
Richard Spazoff is a psychic.
He's
going to call us from San Diego.
Oh, fun.
Richard, how I met Richard, it's kind of funny.
Yes?
Richard, I was trying to get him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was all my crazies that would come in and want free psychic work all went to him. And Richard, if you're hearing me, it was really interesting because these folks wanted help. And it was funny because Richard had mafia things he dealt with. With psychic, he'll talk about that.
Oh, okay.
So we'll hear about that world. And it's very interesting because he's doing comedy. I wish I could go with him and perform, but I'll do my own performing soon.
Right.
But we were going to perform in L.A. and in Vegas. But he does a great show, and he's funny. And Richard, what the hell you call, not call me? But he'll come on tonight. Hopefully, we'll hear from Jose Escamilla.
Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing Jose. Yes.
Then I told him, I said, Jose, all we know is from your work. We don't see you.
Exactly. I haven't seen him.
In fact,
I tried to call him, but I couldn't get a...
Well, he's hard to reach.
Yeah.
You know what? He's like the guys I used to tell him with Jose. I said, Jose, what do you do all day? Well, he's recovering. You know, he had a... he had some surgery, and he's recovering.
Like two things.
And I'm going to see if he can call in, see if we can get him. He's funny, too. Jose Otalo is about his new movie.
Good.
And I think he wants to use Cassandra in his new movie.
Well, how fun.
That, he's funny. And Jose is like the old, reminds me of the old producers in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
You take a thing, yeah, we're going to put it into print. Oh, here we got someone calling. Hey, come back. Call us back. Call us back. That was Richard. Richard, call us back. But anyway, with Jose, it was a funny world, you know. Yeah, I'm going to write him to call in. Anyway, everyone, please call us. Tell us you got any deals on Black Friday. I got no deals on Black Friday.
I'm not shopping. I'm trying to get rid of stuff. I own too much stuff.
I pay too many bills, okay? I owe too much to the bill in the sense of bills. I'm gonna write a little thing to Jose. I know he'd like it. Please call in. Okay, here we get a call. All right.
Good.
Listener, caller. You're on.
Hey, hello there.
Is this Richard Spatzon?
It sure is. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Richard, I'm going to have you do a psychic reading, and you'll talk about
your... You got it.
I'm my good friend, Cassandra Elliott. So I'm going to let you talk to her. He's going to give you the read. Go ahead. She's right there.
We have Elliott. Put Elliott on the line so I can hear him a little bit.
I'm here.
Cassandra.
I'm here. Cassandra Elliott. I'm right here, sweetheart. Richard.
Cassandra, that would help. Okay, Cassandra, thank you. Thank you.
You're
now
welcome.
We're getting just...
What kind of psychic work do you do, sweetie?
I am a medium and a psychic... I just pick things up, energy that's around you, things like that, whatever comes to me. I never know.
Yeah, I know. That's how it works. That's how it came.
So but I could tell that I could tell just to give you a brief little reading here that you're a non-judgmental type of a person.
Thank you.
Correct?
Yes. That's
and you're very empathic to people. You're very understanding to people. You feel a lot of things.
Yes, and that's what made me a great elementary school teacher, because you have to have those skills with the little ones.
Very much so. And not only that, what I picked up is you gave more than 100% at your job. I mean, you gave your heart to them.
Gave me 300%.
I nearly died of exhaustion. I really, when I went into my principal's office in January of 2016, I said, this is my last year teaching. And she said to me, but why? And out of my mouth shot, because if I don't, I'll be dead by the end of the year. And I was like, oh my God. I had never even thought of that. And it was true. I mean, I was... Totally. I'm still not recovered now. And I retired in 2016.
I still
feel your health being good. I don't see anything bad right now with your health. A sense is, I mean, it's not good, but I don't see you dying right now. I mean.
No, it's come back. I had no chi. I was like a flattened balloon on the pavement. And
you
now
sound
at least
like
my
me. I had pneumonia for 3 months.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. That's horrible. And the new pneumonias are really scary.
I know, and then I went out with Cameron, and now I'm all better.
He gets all choked up.
He has great energy.
He gets all choked up.
He can channel.
You know what happened? I was on his show.
Oh.
Remember on your show?
Yes,
I did my spiel. I was on his show, and I said, you know what? The poor guy's trying to reach me. I'll do his show. So I got on his show, and I did my whole thing. And then, did I tire you out, Richard? At the end of the show?
Yes. Yes, you did.
I said, this is what's going on in Los Angeles. So now, anyway, going back to your psychic reading, what do you see?
Okay, let's go back to your reading. I can tell that you're very passionate, too. When you have a partner, you're very, very passionate in the lovemaking department. Is that correct?
I am of Italian descent, born under the sign of Scorpio. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And I do like men. I do like men a lot. So, yeah, I think those would be the polite lady ways of saying it, yes.
And she does not.
It's okay.
And she does not.
Cameron?
Yes.
Cameron, can me and you test her out after the show?
Ah! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, I'm currently on a vow of chastity.
By the way, she is being taped by the ABC News right now.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Anyways, go ahead. Go ahead. This is my buddy, Richard Spassoff. Go ahead. Psychic, medium from San Diego.
Oh, fabulous.
So thank you guys for allowing me to come on. Appreciate the time. God bless you guys.
No, I thought you were going to get more. What is this?
He wants to know more.
Okay, what do you want? What do you want?
What do you want? Well, tell us about her, you know, her life now that she's retired. What's going to happen? Where do you see her?
Oh, okay. Let's go into her. You mean her life? What's going on now?
Yeah. That's, okay, yeah.
Okay, right now, I feel things are... You're in the process of a transition in your life. Big
yes.
time.
Yes, big time.
No, I thought he said it. Yeah. I thought you said something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I see a lot of powerful people around you right now that you could work with and a lot of good... what Cameron just said kind of influenced, but I could feel it's a tough road right now. You've been kind of being tested out,
yes.
But things are going to be okay. You're going to be fine.
Thank you. It's been a long
You're
process. Yeah, 2012, once Benghazi hit, everything changed.
And, oh, yeah.
And it's been a long road since then and waiting. And, yes, there are powerful people around
Just
me.
don't. You're going to have to make you're going to have to put your foot forward and talk to people and check back with them all the time. So make sure you do that. Stay on top of things.
I did today. I sent communication. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to have to do that for a while.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. Just do it at the right time. Your own intuitiveness tells you when to do it, when to back off. So just follow that.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. You're
Richard.
Welcome, my dear. Thank you.
Thank
oh, Richard, I was going to have you talk about your past with the mafia. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, he worked with the mafia.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you a little story, okay?
Were you with the Gambino crime family? Because Paul Castellanos was friends with my godfather back on the East Coast.
Well, you know, I really don't know who I was with because I just got tied up. Not tied up, literally.
Were you tied up by some of my girlfriends?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I got tied up when I did massage and dance and doing my comedy. I just got directed to different people.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew who they were. Like one guy, I went to his room. I knocked on his door. Nobody showed up. They took me up to the top floor of a parking structure that was 12 stories high, and they proceeded to hang me upside down by my feet. I was scared to death.
Oh, yes.
You know, and not so much afraid that I was going to fall on my head and die. I was more afraid that I was going to lose my laundry change. You know, but finally I got down to the room. I knocked on the door. He opened the door for me. He had a gun pointed at me. He said, "Are you here to give me a massage?" I go, "No, I'm here to sell you frickin' tires." I mean, give me a break. These are the kind of people I dealt with.
Oh, yeah. They can be. Well, you know, when they're in that line of work, they're very dicey about who's showing up.
Right.
They never trust.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. How do they know?
Now, my grandfather was a union boss.
Oh, okay.
Joseph N.T. Kiso, so he had connections.
Mm-hmm.
A good guy, though.
Kiso.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yep.
The thing I was going to ask you, so of your clientele, did anything ever happen, like when you dealt with the mob? Did there any come out in the papers, anything that you told them that came true?
You were doing psychic stuff for them also?
Yes, I was. In fact, I was doing it in Tijuana at a brothel, and I was doing... over in Vegas, I was a house mother, but during that time, I had the opportunity to the people I met. I could have had my life taken away, but thank God I was being watched over. There was one time outside my hotel. This kind of sad. I went up to this one guy that somehow connected to the mob, but I asked him if he was all right, and then I saw him pour gasoline all over his body.
Okay.
And he took a match.
Oh,
so, I mean,
that's traumatic.
All kinds of people. All types of people.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's why you got into comedy, from seeing all that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't. If I didn't make them laugh, I wouldn't be here today, put it that way.
Exactly. That's what I've heard from other people. You make them laugh, make them feel like it's okay.
Make them laugh.
Yeah.
So tell us, I heard you have a new performance in San Diego. Where are you performing?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Where are you performing?
Well, first of all, we have an Italian restaurant that we'll be working at over in Vista doing comedy shows.
Ooh.
And
What's the name? I have an internet radio station.
What's the name of the restaurant?
I'm sorry. It's called the Wacky World of the Spaz.com.
We want to know the name of the restaurant
so people know where to go. Down in Vista.
Yeah. In fact, I'd love to play this show on that station if you guys want me to. So you can tell me if you desire that.
We may go to San Diego next year. We'll maybe go to Comic-Con. So tell us.
That would be fantastic. Okay.
Now I want to know what Italian restaurant. You got our sparks, our interest. What's the name?
It is, what's the name? Wildfire. It's a new place. Wildfire.
What street is it? Is it off Melrose, or what is it off in Vista?
Yes. In fact, it's right near the movie theater out there.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, not too far away. And then I perform over at the Comedy Palace and wherever else, the Ha Ha Club over in L.A., wherever else I get myself.
That's the one in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one in North Hollywood,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
See, I happen to know all this stuff because I went to see a friend of mine perform. So now, Richard, 2018 coming up, are you going to be performing more or less, doing your act?
Since I could breathe much better, I want to try to get down to where you are and come and visit you guys if I can.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And then another. I'm sorry. What was the question? Since my brain is dead.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try to revive it.
Where are you performing in 2018? What do you do?
I'm going to be marketing more of my shows as well as doing live shows wherever I can. So I'm just going to promote myself. I like to do some TV stuff in the future, but right now, wherever I can.
He says job on the run. So Richard, you got some Italian in you. Is that your
pardon me?
You have some Italian blood, right?
I have Italian blood, yes.
From your mom or your dad?
From my mom, believe it or not.
Can you cook?
I'm a very good cook, yes.
That's the one thing wonderful about having Italian DNA. You get the cooking gene.
Yeah.
The cooking gene. Although my father's second wife, Italian
you're,
on both sides.
I can tell you like to cook too.
And I normally always cook Thanksgiving. I finally gave up. That's it. I'm not doing Thanksgiving
anymore.
What's
your favorite food? Richard, what's your favorite food to bake?
Oh, God. You know, my favorite food is spaghetti, but no wonder why I have ulcers, put it that way.
Yeah, it's too...
Ulcers?
Yeah.
Ulcers, yeah.
Polenta. I ate at Otium, which is next door to where I live. Polenta with beef cheeks. It was like falling apart beef. Ugh. It was so delicious. No, beef cheeks are very... That's extra... You know when they do the... When they do the cattle mutilation, you know how they take out the tongue and the cheeks?
What do I know?
You know? they use those for luncheon meat. They cook those.
Really?
Yes, they eat those.
Wow.
They make tongue sandwiches just like you'd get in the deli. And they cook the beef cheeks. And they make, you know, you braise it for like 3 hours. It's just fabulous. But I had that with polenta. Oh, and I learned how to make mascarpone last weekend. I went and learned how to make ricotta and mascarpone and mozzarella. Yeah, I do love cooking.
Once I see it, I'll know what you're talking about.
So, Richard, we can come visit you. We'll come and visit you in San Diego way.
I would like that.
How's the weather?
Very much.
How's the weather in SD? How's the weather been?
Great.
All right.
Oh, the weather's been pretty good. It's been snowing here.
Snowing?
Where were you, up in the mountains?
Yeah, no, no. I got to turn off the air conditioner. That's
Ladies and gentlemen, boy, I said, snowing San Diego.
I know, that was shocking.
You know, San Diego, it's been about 70 degrees, guys, but we have a heat wave right now.
It's not really that hot.
90, 80 degrees,
yeah,
not bad.
Yeah, I hate that.
Is that when you have your clothes on? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
anyway, Richard, by the way, Richard can be found on the internet, and he does a wonderful comedy, he does the show. So we'll have to come visit you at the Wildfire, right?
Yes, I would love that, guys.
Wonderful. Anyway, Richard, give your email to people so if they want to catch you. And say
okay, it's Funny Spassoff, S-P-A, S as in Sam, O, F-F as in Frank, at gmail.com. And the Wacky World of the Spaz.com.
Okay.
The Wacky World
of the
Spaz.
He'll come visit us and we'll go visit him. You got it, brother.
Okay.
This year we'll co-sign.
Thank you guys very much.
You kind of surprised me tonight, but I'm glad to talk to you.
Thanks for the reading.
Surprises come. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Right. God bless. Bye.
God bless. All right. As we end the show, we want to thank Richard. See, we got someone live and well. Richard Spazoff, a comedian, a writer. And then also, I want to thank the lovely, the talented, the UFO follower, Cassandra Elliott.
Thank you so much.
And then we had a little fun. And next week, we have all our gang back.
Mm-hmm.
Our gang of four, like China. Our gang of four, our gang of five.
Yeah.
Anyway, we wish you a very good after Thanksgiving. And believe it or not, December.
December's only three weeks
to Christmas.
And you know? Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. And then
light the menorah.
And then the other holiday.
Kwanzaa.
Anyway, with all that in mind, we want to thank you and good night from
Los Angeles, California, USA.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.